iron grate covering the top. Sazed scrunched down inside of it, stripped of his metal mines, his legs cramped. It was probably built for a chondra, he thought. One without bones, perhaps? What would a chondra without bones be like? A pile of goo? Or perhaps a pile of muscles? Either way, this prison had not been meant to hold a man, particularly not one as tall as Sazed. He could barely move. He reached up, pushing against the grate, but it was secure. A large lock held it in place. He wasn't certain how long he had been in the pit. Hours? Perhaps even days. They still hadn't given him anything to eat, though a member of the third generation had poured some water on him. Sazed was still wet with it, and he had taken to sucking on the cloth of his robes to assuage his thirst. This is silly, he thought, not for the first time. The world is ending, and I'm in prison? He was the final keeper, the announcer. He should be up above recording events. Because, truth be told, he was beginning to believe that the world would not end. He had accepted that something, perhaps preservation itself, was watching over and protecting mankind. He was more and more determined to follow the Terrace religion, not because it was perfect, but because he would rather believe and have hope. The hero was real. Sazed believed that. And he had faith in her. He had lived with Kelsier and had helped the man. He had chronicled the rise of the Church of the Survivor during the first years of its development. He had even researched the Hero of Ages with Tyndall and taken it upon himself to announce Vin as the one who fulfilled the prophecies. But it was only recently that he'd started to have faith in her. Perhaps it was his decision to be someone who saw miracles. Perhaps it was the daunting fear of the ending that seemed to loom just ahead. Perhaps it was the tension and anxiety. Regardless, somehow, from the chaos, he drew peace. She would come. She would preserve the world. However, Sazed needed to be ready to help, and that meant escaping. He eyed the metal grate. The lock was of fine steel, the grate itself of iron. He reached up tentatively, touching the bars, draining a bit of his weight, and putting it into the iron. Immediately, his body grew lighter. In ferrochemy, iron stored physical weight, and the grate was pure enough to hold a ferrochemical charge. It went against his instincts to use the grate as a metal mine. It wasn't portable, and if he had to flee, he'd leave behind all of the pewter he'd saved. Yet what good would it be to simply sit in the pit and wait? He reached up with the other hand, touching the steel lock with one finger. Then he began to feel it as well, draining his body of speed. He instantly began to feel lethargic, as if his every motion, even his breathing, was more difficult. It was like he had to push through some thick substance each time he moved. He stayed that way. He had learned to enter a kind of meditative trance when he filled metal mines. Often he would fill many at once, leaving himself sickly, weak, slow, and dull-minded. When he could, it was better to simply drift. He wasn't certain how long the meditation lasted. Occasionally the guard came to pour water on him. When the sounds came, Sazed would let go and huddle down, pretending to sleep. But as soon as the guard withdrew, he would reach back up and continue to fill the metal mines. More time passed. Then he heard sounds. Sazed huddled down again, then waited expectantly for the shower of water.
"When I sent you back to save my people," a voice growled, "this wasn't exactly what I had in mind."
Sazed popped his eyes open, glancing upward, and was surprised to see a canine face looking through the grate.
"Tensun?" Sazed asked.
The chondra grunted and stepped back. Sazed perked up as another chondra appeared. She wore a delicate true body made of wood, willowy and almost inhuman. And she held some keys.
"Quickly, Milan,"
Tensun growled with his dog's voice. He had apparently switched back to the wolfhound, which made sense. Moving as a horse through the sometimes steep and narrow tunnels of the homeland would have been difficult. The female Khandra unlocked the grate, then pulled it back. Sazed eagerly climbed free. In the room he found several other Khandra wearing deviant true bodies. In the corner, the prison guard lay bound and gagged.
"I was seen entering the homeland, Terrasman," Tensun said. "So we have little time. What has happened here? Milan told me of your imprisonment. Kanpar announced that the first generation had ordered you taken. What did you do to antagonize them?"
"Not them," Sazed said, stretching his cramped legs. "It was the second generation. They have taken the first's captive and plan to rule in their stead."
The girl, Milan, gasped.
"They would never."
"They did," Sazed said, standing. "I fear for the safety of the firsts. Kanpar may have been afraid to kill me because I am human. However, the firsts—"
"But," Milan said, "the seconds are Khandra. They wouldn't do something like that. We're not that kind of people."
Tensun and Sazed shared a look.
"All societies have people who break the rules, child," Sazed thought, "particularly when power is concerned."
"We have to find the firsts," Tensun said, "and recover the trust warren."
"We will fight with you, Tensun," one of the other Khandra said. "We're finally throwing them off," another said. "The seconds and their insistence that we serve the humans."
Sazed frowned at this. What did humans have to do with this conflict? Then, however, he noticed how the others regarded Tensun.
The dog's body, he realized. To them, Tensun is a revolutionary of the highest order, all because of something Vin ordered him to do.
Tensun met Sazed's eyes again, opening his mouth to speak. Then, however, he paused.
"They're coming,"
he said with a curse, his dog's ears flattening. Sazed spun with concern, noticing shadows on the rock wall of the corridor leading into the prison chamber. The chamber was small, with six or so pit cells in the floor. There were no other entrances. Despite their brave words, Tensun's companions immediately shied back, huddling against the wall. They were obviously not accustomed to conflict, particularly with their own kind. Tensun shared none of their timidity. He charged forward as soon as the group of fifths entered the room, ramming his shoulder into one's chest, howling and clawing at another.
"There is a Khandra who fits in with his people as poorly as I do with my own," Sazed thought, smiling.
He stepped backward, moving up onto the top of the prison grate, touching its metals with his bare feet.